Eating local in New Hampshire can mean more than just stopping by the farmer's market. For more adventurous residents, it means foraging for wild ingredients, like seaweed straight from the seacoast. NHPR's Annie Ropeek reports this old culinary tradition is getting a second life.
It's not always obvious, but Chef Evan Hennessy cooks with New Hampshire seaweed all the time at his restaurant Stages in Dover.
If you add just a little bit to like each thing, each sauce or each stock you make, not enough where it's like, okay, that's seaweed. But it just kind of like rounds it out. It gives, you know, a stock that could have like good flavor, like great depth.
Hennessy is hustling around his restaurant's compact kitchen as a dozen or so people peer in over the bar. They're here for a New Hampshire Sea Grant workshop on pairing seaweed with chocolate.
So what's this again?
So it's a mushroom-based seaweed broth.
Hennessy whips the broth into a foam, then spoons it over dried heirloom grapes, rolled in cabbage powder, on a bed of edible sand. That's made of nut flours and sesame seeds, plus kelp-laced cocoa butter. This is not a beginner's recipe, but Hennessy wants to show off how interesting seaweed can be. He watches as Sea Grant biologist Gabby Brott, his sous chef for the evening, gingerly places handfuls of red kelp onto a smoking wood-fired grill.
Or?
You're not making smoothies, you're grilling seaweed.
Yeah, I'm sorry. This is a new role for me.
The charred kelp is plopped on the sand, grapes, and foam. Hennessy finishes it off with a grilled parsnip and a piece of seaweed-infused dark chocolate.
But it's just kind of start off, like, you know, using things in, like, this, you know, super savory note where you've got salty, you've got smoky, you've got earthy. You're using seaweeds and chocolates, you know, and again, to show the versatility of, like, you can take them all the way through sort of, you know, you're being the beginning of meal all the way into, like, you know, the ends.
Kevin Jakes is a chef himself at UNH, and he likes what he tastes.
Cool flavors going on, textures, flavors, chocolate with a bit of the chocolate with that charred seaweed was awesome.
Seaweed is also pretty nutritious, and it's everywhere on New Hampshire beaches. It's become so popular that Sea Grant and Gabby Brott have started holding regular seaweed foraging workshops at places like Odeon Point State Park.
You want seaweed or Gracilaria, which I haven't found.
Brott explains how to find healthy, edible seaweed and cook with it. Lots of it will wash up in New Hampshire's salty tide pools during winter, but by now the pickings are slim. Brott holds up a long yellow-green tendril of bladder wrack lined with squishy pods and little green blades.
So this one is probably not the world's greatest example, but the blades here, you know, these tips, you can come and you can cut those off, and they really have this like nutty, crunchy taste to it. So you can eat those.
These workshops are a good way to learn simple seaweed recipes, chips, salads, hummus, even slipping it into a grilled cheese sandwich. But back at Stages, the restaurant, Evan Hennessy is getting more creative to mark the end of seaweed season. Next, he serves up a local duck egg, emulsified with that kelpy cocoa butter and topped with seaweed vinegar and dried kale stems. Then it's a seaweed and cocoa husk shaved ice, and of course, seaweed chocolate mousse and ice cream with Hennessy's own New Hampshire sea salt. These are trendy foods, but Hennessy says New Englanders have been foraging and cooking like this for generations.
It's moved past the whole, you know, local food idea. It's more of a sort of an old world natural approach to look around us and cook with what you can get your hands on.
More than that, he says, talk to your neighbors and friends, see what they're growing or finding, and let that dictate your menu. For NHPR News, I'm Annie Ropeek.